Welcome aboyim to the seventh and continuing series of shiurim on the structure of the Chumash in the eyes of Chazal. Last week, we were focusing on a b'raisa, at least that's what the Gemara calls it, masnisa, in Temura Tezayin, which says that Tana, the b'raisa says, Elef v'shevim yoyos kalim v'chamurin, gzeres shavas v'tiktukei soifer v'shtachu b'mei Now, we spoke a little bit where Kavachoyma, what's called a Kavachoyma Meshe Rabbeinu. We put a guy for the Goran Shabbat at Hezayah. And Gzera Shabba we also spoke about was a Gzera Shabba of Meshe Rabbeinu. But we went to the Tukki Sefer. We're not going to speak about Tikkun Sefer. Tiktuki Sefer. So what is Tiktuki Sefer? So Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says, Mefarish B'Shkolim. Now, in Shkolim, Rashi says Dav Chesem and Aleph. If you look in your Shkolim, Dav Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara is not going to appear. But it's actually in Parakei, Halacha Aleph in Shkolim. She'asur HaTorah Sfiras Sfirais. In other words, they took the Torah and made it into numbers. Going Tezvav Noshim Poitus Sarasayim, the first Mishnah Nevamis, Yigimel Devon Nemu Benevela Sa'oiv, Tor Chamisha Lo Yitroimu, Shetzivwa Devon Monum Yacha. They took things together and they counted them. Shlo Yishtachu, they shouldn't be forgotten. Umi Oysen Dikdukin Shadayin Lo Tzilfum, and from those things that they hadn't put together and counted yet, Nishtachu Be Evel Shemai Shemadayim. Okay? Now, whoever learns this Rashi, I mean, very, very funny. In other words, a Kavach Chaim, I understand. Kavach Chaim is a fundamental midah. As we explained it last time, the Kavach Chaim explains why there are ostensible contradictions in the Chumash, or things that we don't understand. A Gzeira Shava, too. That's meaning in the Chumash. Meaning in the Chumash is actually through Gzeira Shava. However, Diktuchei Seifrim, what's so special about Tiktuk Sefer? What's so special about the fact that we take different halakhas and we count them and give them a number? So big deal. And that's something to be forgotten. And what is that? What does the Tiktuk Sefer have to do with the structure of the Chumash? In other words, Kavach Chaim is fundamental to Teresh B'Alpeh. Zerah Shava is fundamental to Teresh B'Alpeh. But Tiktuk Sefer, where is Tiktuk Sefer fundamental to the Teresh B'Alpeh? Okay. So first of all, what I want to do is I want to look at the makor that Rashi brings. Rashi brings a Yerushalmi in Shkolim, and Yerushalmi in Shkolim, actually Omer Rav Yoina. The Yerushalmi in Shkolim is in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. Omer Rav Yoina, see, it says in the pasuk, Lachein Achalek Loi Varabim, V'es Atzumim Yechalek Shalom. Okay. So he says, Zeh Rabbi Akiva Shehiskin. Now the Gilsa, the standard Gilsa Yerushalmi is Medrash Halachis Bahagodos. But actually, the Gilsa that appears in the Rash Sirili and other Rishonim is Medrash Halacha U'Mishnah. Actually, Medrash Halacha U'Mishnah. So, Rabbi Akiva, Hiskin, Medrash Halacha and Mishnah. Very interesting. Right? V'yesh Oymen. Once again, we're speaking about the Pasuk that says, L'chein achalek lo yivarabim yisatsum yichalek shalom. V'yesh Oymen, some say, Eilu anchi k'nesa gadayla, shehiskin ze klolim u'pratim. We're masking klolim u'pratim. That's what the first part of the, that's Rabbi Yehuda says. Omer Rabbi Yavol, Rabbi Yavol says, Kasi mishpachos seifrin yesh ve'yayvitz. So this is actually, after it says, mishpachos seifrin yesh ve'yayvitz, which is actually the passage that's brought in the Gemara and Temura. Ma tamad loima seifrin, elish ma tamad loima seifrin, Elisha also said Torah Sfuros Sfuros. They made the Torah Sfuros Sfuros. That's the Gilsa here in the Gemara, I see the Gilsa in Rashash is Sphira is Sphira, which is the Gilsa of Rashi. Chamisha la Yisroimu, Chamisha Devon Chayim Bechala, Chamisha Noshim Poitza Tzareseyim, Shloshi Vashes Krisis Batera, Shloshi Asa Dova Mnevel Zahoy Vatora Abba Misa Nuzikin, Abba, etc., etc. Interesting. Okay, so first of all, to go off on a little bit of a tangent, there, Chagav, we can't resist this going on a tangent, it seems that this Gemara is actually undoes both the Deiris HaRishonim and Rav David Tzvi Hoffman's Mishnah Rishona in one swoop. Because, as you all know, there's a the Deiris HaRishonim argues, based upon the Shua Goyim, that actually the Drushas became before the Mishnayos. The Drushas came before the Mishnayos. The Deiris HaRishonim, that's what Rav David Tzvi Hoffman argues Mishnah Rishona. I don't want to go into the entire thing. Maybe we need a series of lectures on the Mishnah. But in any case, in the Mishnah Rishona, David Tzvi Hoffman wants to claim that before the Mishnah, they had Midrashi Halacha, and from that, by the time of Hillel B'Shamai, developed the Mishnah. The Deiris HaRishonim argues that Chas V'Shalom, Mishnah is from the Anshei Kas Gadola. I think he wants to make a claim that all the drushes are nothing but asmachtas. In any case, in my opinion, both are wrong. We see that both Midrashi Halacha, as we know it, and Mishnah actually are from Rabbi Akiva. Okay, not to go into this, which is interesting. Okay, in any case, now, and then, Anshik and Zoyla were masking Klolomu Plata. Right? Klolomu Plata. Now, and then Rabbi Avon says, right, Mishpacha Seifrem, Yeshva Yavitz, right, Shasuz Ateras Sphira Sphiris. Okay, so in other words, this is a, no, it's interesting. So Rashi says, so what is Rashi saying? It's interesting. Rashi says that Diktuke Seifrem, which is mentioned in the Braisa of Tabura, is actually what the Ulsham is referring to here. That they made Sphira Sphiris.
Who means Sphira Sphiris?
He says the Seifrem. Seifrem Yeshua Satera Sphira Sphiris. No, the Seifrem made Sphira Sphiris. And it's interesting is that how did Rashi stop this Ulshami Shkolim into the Braisa in Tabura? Which is, that's my question. So it's interesting, it says, once again it says, so in other words, Rabbi Akiva Hiskin Midrash Halacha U'Mishnah, that's what Rabbi Akiva says, and then it says, Anshe Kenes Doyla Hiskin Klolim U'Pratim, and then comes Rabbi Avol, Ksiv Mishpachai Soifim Yosh V'Yayvitz, right? They made the Torah Sphira Sphiris. That's what Rabbi Avol says. And the question is, I mean, the question one can ask is, how's Rabbi Avol's statement related to what came before? But this doesn't have to be related. Goran just could be speaking about people who formulated the Torah Shel Pe in different ways. But I think clearly, Rashi, in other words, since in other words, Rabbi Kiva, Hiskin, Midrashi Halachas Vahagad the Umishnayas. So, it seems to me that, of course, the Braisa mentions what? The Braisa mentions Gezeira Shavim Kal V'Chomer, so then we have Midrash Halacha. So what's interesting, what's missing, really, in the statement here of Rabbi Kiva is Mishnah. So, what does the Tukai Seifim fit into this? So I want to make the following claim. The Rambam, in the Hadama to the Perish of Mishnayos speaks about what's called halachis mekubalos, and that's really what's, in other words, these are things which are really what's called halach perushia teira mekubalos Moshe Rabbeinu. That means these halachas that perushim of the teira that Moshe Rabbeinu received at Sinai. It's what he speaks about at the very beginning of the Yad, right, when it says etelacha duchsa even atera vamitzvah. Teira is teira shemachsav. Mishnah is the Pelush HaTorah, and that's a Torah Shel Peh, and that's what's called Pelusha Mekubala from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And Rambam says on that, Chazal say, Kol HaTorah Nemru Kloloiser Ufratoiser V'Tukher Misina. So he says Kloloiser Ufratoiser V'Tukher Misina. First of all, the Rambam is learning here in this Baisa, right, is that Kolo Poteo Dukteo is speaking about Halachim Kubalzim by Shabbat. That's clearly not what Rabbi Akiva is speaking about, at least the Pshat in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is speaking about the Pshat that we find in the Chodesh. But the Rambam is actually taking this statement and using it, right, in terms of the Terash Be'apel, which means Perushim Kubalim from Moshe Rabbeinu. But what's interesting is that the Gilsa of Teras Kahanim that I have, right, in Bahar, says Klolis the Diktukim Nemu Misinai. But here it says Kloloser Upratoser the Diktuker from Sinai, which means is that the Rambam understands that if you have the klolos, which maybe the klolos are mitzvahs, the prot are mitzvahs, and then you have that diktukim. So what are diktukim, right? So I mean, the Rambam understands over here that just refers to halachas kabbalah by Moshe Rabbeinu. But how is supposed to understand it in the context of Rashi? And Rashi says diktukim means they made the Torah spheres. So I want to claim the following thing, and I think this will actually fill in the braisa that we have in Tamura. Is that like this? We have Kal v'chomer is a Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu made Kal v'chomers. The Gemara on Shabbos speaks about Kal v'chomer is a Moshe Rabbeinu. We have Gzeira Shabbos of Moshe Rabbeinu. We spoke about Gzeira Shabbos of Moshe Rabbeinu. Actually, I want to actually correct something I said last week. I thought about Hayom Mumacha. I claim that's a Gzeira Shava. Hayom Kamacha. It's not the Gzeira Shava. So really, the first halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu did midaita was a Gzeira Shava, and the last two are Kal v'chomer. So there explicitly, we have a one Gzeira Shava, two Kal v'chomer, Moshe Rabbeinu. What's Diktukei Sofer? So I'm going to say the following thing. If we learn here, it's interesting, is that we have, once again, Rabbi Kiva was maskin midrashi halachas u'mishnah. And some say, Eilu anshi haknes ha-gadayla, shehiskin ze klolim u'pratim. They make klolim u'pratim. Which means, if we understand, the klolim are the mitzvah itself, and the pratim are the pratim of the mitzvah, the different halachas of the mishnah. And according to the Rambam, the Pratim, Klomo Pratim, that's in Rabbi Akiva in the Tais Kahanim. Yajik as Gedoyla, you could say, is speaking about Klolim, which are the general mitzvahs, and the Pratim means, let's say, the halachas that were Kupolim from Moshe Rabbeinu, but that was a generality. Now, what's Diktukei Seiferim? What's the Diktukei Seiferim? So Rabbi Avol comes to say, is that they made the Torah spheres. Right? And actually, so then if we take the statement, Elan Shekha Gadoyla, she is called Prata, Rabbi Yavol says, Dukai Seifer, so that fits into the Gils of the Rambam, who says, Klol Esef, Prata Seven, Diktukah. Meaning what? Meaning the following thing. The Klolim, right? Or let's say the Mitzvah. The Pratim, we can understand, the Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Pratim of the Mitzvah, like we saw, right? The Klolim of Pratim Rabbi Kiva speaks about. What is Diktukah? Now, what's the difference? What's the Chiddush? What is the Chiddush of a Mishnah? How is a Mishnah different than Midrashi Halacha? Or the Torah of Chassav in general? The answer is, the Torah of Chassav, the Midrash Halacha, stays by Halacha with the Pasuk. What's a Mishnah? A Mishnah is not connected with the Pasuk. A Mishnah will take different halachas and put them together. So for example, in the Midrash halacha, the halacha is always brought, right, in connection with the Pasuk. In other words, the order of Limud is you learn the halachas in the order of the Chumash. What a Mishnah does is it organizes things by topic. It takes Pratim of the Chumash, in different parts of the Chumash, and put them in topics. The fact that it says Sfiris, in my opinion, is a very, very elementary concept of a Mishnah. When you take halachas that appear in different words of a Pasuk, or a different Psukim, and you say, let's say, eight things were said right, in this. So what you're doing is, that's a concept of a Mishnah. Counting things is a concept of a Mishnah. What you're doing, because what you're doing is, you're transmitting the halacha not as a pelush on the chumash, but as a thing unto itself. And so in other words, how would you remember this Mishnah? You remember the Mishnah by how many items are you grouping in this topic. So in other words, it comes out very, very good. So it turns out, what the Bais is saying, is, what are the three components they forgot during Avlo Shemesh Rabbeinu? They forgot Kalim v'chamurin, Kavachoymes. The Kavachoymes of Moshe Rabbeinu we see in Pesayim Melach, Moshe Rabbeinu and Kavachoymes. That's where Chazal saw that the two things in the Chumash contradict. Or Moshe Rabbeinu does something which appears to be contrary to the Halacha, so Chazal ascribed that to a Kavachoym. That's a Kavachoym of the Chumash, of Moshe Rabbeinu. Gzele Shava is also where Chazal see a discrepancy. For example, the case of Rabbi Yosef going Shabbos, discrepancy with the date. So Chazal attributed that to a Gzele Shava Shabbeinu, which means the meaning of words. Hayom Avacha, that's a Gzele Shava. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu had Mishnah. How did Moshe Rabbeinu had Mishnah? Moshe Rabbeinu had Perushim of the Torah, right? But the Perushim of the Torah was set together with the Pasuk, with the Torah Shebichsav. And what Moshe Rabbeinu did was he constructed a Mishnah. How did he construct Mishnahs? He said, we have a Mishnahs, right? Three lo yitroimu, this and that. Asod devom nasa b'devel asa'oif. In other words, these types of Mishnayas that we have are actually similar to the type of Mishnayas that Moshe Rabbeinu had. He took halachas in the Chumash, which halachas were actually just peirushim of the Torah Shebichsav, and he grouped them together and he gave them numbers. And that's a Mishnah, Moshe Rabbeinu. So in other words, the Duke Seiflin, which he's speaking about, is really a Mishnah Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, was this the Oslo Kamas Exiret Aydeya Pilpul? I want to say very simply, Pilpul, that's Gemara. Hayra, that's Gemara. Rashi explains in many places in the Brachas, the Hayamar Aleph, the Chiralfun Beis, the Bamzayimun Beis. Gemara is the Pilpul between different Mishnayas. In other words, Pilpul means, that's called Hayra, that you're Yasha Mishnayas, as Rashi steals between Mishnayas, and that's Oslo Ben Kanat. That's where we have Gemara. Because Oslo will be a Pilpul. But in any case, so what comes out is that Chazal understood that the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, was actually in the Chumash. Well, we have Kavachoymes, that the underlying logic which explains the discrepancies or things in the Chumash appear to contradict other things. There's Gzele Shavas, which Moshe Rabbeinu obviously made, for example, like we explained about Hayom Avacha. And then, what was the Mishnah of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Mishnayas of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Moshe Rabbeinu taught his halachas. He taught them as Mishnayas. He said, you know, he brings up a year, for example, Tesvav Nashim, or Shloshim Mishesh Klises, or Abba Avos Nezikin. That was the type of Mishnayas that Moshe Rabbeinu had. That was the Mishnayas Moshe Rabbeinu had. So in other words, Chazal saw the structure of that. That's how Chazal understood the structure of the Chum of the Torah Shaveh in what? In the Chumash itself. Now, the fact is that, so, in other words, and that was the Mishnah of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Do you see those Mishnahs in the Chumash itself? Do you see any kind of categorization?
No, we don't see it. Like, we don't see the Kal V'Chumash in the Torah Shaveh either. But otherwise, although you could say the following thing. You could say, it's like this. The Kal V'Chumash we explained last time was basically discrepancies in the Chumash. A discrepancy, something like, you know, right, for example, like Shabbos Aluchais, or we saw a little bit, not a Kavach Chaimah, like, you know, we saw it by Bezalel, for example, a discrepancy in the Chumash, right, or something Moshe Rabbeinu does, which appears to be contrary to Halacha, Chazal came up with the Kavach Chaimah. Okay? Now, Hayom Amacha is also in the Chumash too, because if we make according to Rabbi Yosi, the Chumash means he got in Shabbos, he got in the sixth day, so Moshe Rabbeinu ended the day. So that's Hayom Amach, but Shabbeinu made a Gzeira Shav. Now, what would be the type of discrepancy here? It could possibly be, the Chazal understood, is that is that how come different Pratim, you could say like this, you could say that different Pratim appear in the Chumash in different places. So if different Pratim appear in different places, so in other words, well, there's a Machlekes and Chazal HaMesh HaBedu, you see the Torah. But you could say that, in other words, it could possibly be that different Pratim in the Chumash, right? And why should it be different Pratim in different parts of the Chumash? The when it was taught the Klal Yisrael, right? Certainly, Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, taught the entire subject matter. So it could possibly be that's what's called the Mishnah. In other words, there was Chazal understood that there must be a unity of the halakhas, Klal Mo Pratim. So the Klal Mo Pratim says Bahar Sinai means. If you say in Rabbi Kiva, Kloma Prakta were taught at Sinai. So what does that mean? That means that the front of the Prakta Chosh were also taught at Sinai. And that's the Mishnah. In other words, when you take the Mishnayas, different parts of the Chosh, right, and you say they were taught at Sinai, like Rabbi Kiva says, so therefore what do you get? You get a Mishnah. The concept that all the Prakta and different parts of the Chosh are all taught together at one time, that's called a Mishnah. And of course, it was Nimser, it was transmitted with an armor. That's what people remembered it. Period with a number. So that's Mishnah in the Chumash. In other words, Rabbi Akiva's Tayyah's Mishnah, and you should know something. That's what it says. Rabbi Akiva was masking what? He was masking between Rosh Hashanah and Mishnah. Okay?
The example that Rashi brings in the Torah, they're all together. The example that he brings the numbers in the Torah, the Arba, and the Deacon are together.
But there's a dogma in those Mishnah. You don't know what this Mishnah is. Those are dogma.
Yeah,
I understand that, but
our Mishnah
that we have is Kula Olim de Rabbi Akiva. But I'm saying this is the dogma of Mishnah, the Chazal saw in the Chumash. Now, with Chazal saw in the Chumash, a concept of Mishnah. And Mishnah means when things in the Chumash are taught in different places, but it says Baal Sinai, so it must mean they were all taught in one together. That's a concept of a Mishnah. That's what Chazal is saying. Okay, very, very good. So, in other words, we have over here a very, very interesting b'raisa here, which actually summarizes the entire Torah Shabbat Alfez. We know it. And now, what about Pilpul? Well, I already told you, Moshe Rabbeinu gave Pilpul in Lamed Chesed Adar. He made Pilpul to the generations. We have Pilpul. We have Gemara. In other words, that's the Pilpul of Aslam and Kanan. The Pilpul of Mishnayos is very good. That's Gemara. So therefore, now, I wanted to say what... But so we have now drashas, like Shava and Kabbalah. As we have Mishnah, so I spoke about the Nasel Kanasis Pilpul. So where do we see Pilpul Gemara? I mean, where do we see Gemara in the Chumash? So I want to say the following thing: the fact that the Pratim and the Chumash appear in different places, but they were taught according to Rabbi Kiva and Har Sinai, that's called Pilpul. What's Pilpul? When you have different Pratim in different places, and we say that all to be at Sinai, they were taught at one time, that's called Pilpul. In other words, when it understands Pilpul means being Miyashiv, Stilus, being Mishnayas, like Ashes, Yidalf, and Bez, and Wachins, so here too, you have different Pratim in different places, and they're all taught together, that's called Pilpul. And the Gemara uses Pilpul many times. For example, Shatnas appears in two different places in the Chumash. The Gemara in the Yavamas. In one place it says Ha'ala, in one place it says Levisha. The Gemara makes it Tzrichusa. Well, that's Tzrichusa. That's a Pilpul. The fact that Pratim appear in different places creates a Pilpul. In other words, you can ask a question. Why was the Torah revealed? The Pratim revealed in different places in the Torah. And the Chazon Ish answers, I want to claim that's called Pilpul. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu took Pratim, right? Even according to Rabbi Akiva, they were written, or probably were taught together. Why do they appear in different places in the Chumash? You see, Chazal used them for Tzrichusas. A Tzrichusas is none other than what? A Talmudic Pilpul. It's taking two Mishnayas, being Miyashim, different Lashonis, and come with Yeshuvim. That's Spitz Gemara, that's called Lairoisim. So Chazal saw the entire corpus of the Teresh Alpeh in the Teresh Alechzal. And that's what it is. Okay, now, I have to go back a little bit here and explain myself, because I took issue with both the Deiras HaRishonim and with the David Tzvi Hoffman. First of all, It says clearly.
Can you clarify again?
Like, let me go. Let me go. Let me go. The basic, right? About the mock-up. Okay. There's a very, very famous sefer written by David Zvi Hoffman, actually first written in German, called the Erste Mishnah.
I know that's German or Yiddish,
but anyway, it's something like that. The Erste Mishnah, right? And upluk, if it, in Lashon HaKodesh is Hamishnah Rishayna upluk de Tanoi Aleh. I don't know how to say that in German. Mm. Anyway, now, actually, David Zvi Hoffman was not the first person in Jewish history to be to Chayke the Mishnah. I mean, we know from Kochma, etc., etc. But we're not going to. It's not important right now. They were before that too. But David Zvi Hoffman, right, is. I don't call the first kosher person to chuk at the Mishnah, but whatever it is, but so he put out a Mishnah. Well, David Zvi Hoffman wanted to claim, based upon a diuk in the Yigels of Shura Goyim, who says at the beginning of Bayit Sheni, halachas were taught or transmitted as Perushim Latur, Midrash Halacha Gassif Sufri, as Mashav Shura Goyim, that the concept of the Mishnah was later in Bayit Sheni. And David Zvi Hoffman, Mishnah Rishayna, based upon another Jewish who are going, wants to claim that the formal, what's called a formal text of Mishnah, was first the Tam of Hillel the Shammai. That explains it. I think in the Goyim is recorded to reshape 600 Mishnayos, 600 the Storim, then became 6, the Tam of Hillel the Shammai. That's explained. So those who have understood is that before Hillel the Shammai, they were just Midrash Halacha, Sefer HaTzvi, that's where they learned. And then Hillel Shammai initiated the concept of a Mishnah. There certainly were halakhas that should have been before that. He's not saying that. But in other words, the Nusach of the Mishnah, the Arichat HaMishnah, as we understand it, the redaction of the Mishnah first begins with Hillel Shammai. Okay? Now, the Deus Rishonim, I mean, it's fire and brimstone on him, as he was with everybody else who ever lived. And he claims Chas V'Shalom, that's not true. And he brings many rayas and proofs that, in fact, after the Mishnah is before Hillel Shammai. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi, who's actually, I'm not sure, by now he's probably better known as the founder of Agudas Yisrael. People don't know, Agudas Yisrael was not Rosh Hashanah, it was actually Yitzchak Isaac Halevi. I think it was Rav Chaim. I think I urged him to found the Agudas Yisrael. But actually, if they found the Agudas Yisrael, okay, that might be something which is important, but what? I don't know, whatever it is. I'm looking for a father. But he wrote a six, well, now it comes out, since by a work called Deus Rishonim.
Or seven, whatever it is. The worst laid-out book in history.
Anyway, right. It's going. Those of you who are interested in it, if you look in Chelek Dalet of the Sridi Eish, not the new Sridi Eish that's been come out in the revisionist edition, but the original Sridi Eish of Moshe Rav Kook, there's a Chelek Dalet which they're Mamorim of Sridi Eish. And there he has actually an article on the Mishnah. He speaks about the Deus Rishonim, and he speaks about the Rav Zvi Hoffman, because you're all there. There's a few pieces on the very nice summary of the Shitas, etc. In any case, but so there's a shadow one to argue that actually, in fact, that's the Mishnah goes back to Chikas and Gedoya. What about the Rashas? He claims Chazal never learned a single thing from the Rasha. They're all smachtas. Whatever.
Who else we have also holds like that?
Chas v'Shalom.
He holds that they made up the Rasha.
What?
The Rashas are from Hillel and Shammai.
No, the Drosh before Hillel and Shammai. Hillel and Shammai is the first type of a Mishnah. The Drosh before
that. So where is David Zvi Hoffman? Where the Drosh is?
The Drosh is from before Hillel and Shammai. Chazal,
they're not from Moshe Rabbeinu.
They're from Anshe Kazakadola, whatever. The Drosh is always in Jewish history. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu made Drosh too, that's what we're speaking about. But I'm saying is, in other words, the Drosh, that's what Shur Goyim speaks about it. The Drosh, according to those of our Mishnahs, a later type of text. Before that, he was Sefer, Sefri, and Drosh, etc. Okay, that's what he said. The Noah Shem argues that, okay, now, I mean, the fact is, from this, from Rav Jaina, we see, not like the David Zvi Hoffman, and not like the Noah Shem, we see, there's Rabbi Akiva, his skin, right? Midrash Allah is the Mishnah. Now, that doesn't mean Chas v'Shalom the word drasha for the Mishnah. What? Let me qualify things. I think I'm keep made up the Mishnah drasha. Not Midrash Allah. You make up the Torah. But the text of drashas, the text of drasha, Teras Kahadin, Sefrat, Sefri, Mishnah that we had is from Rabbi Akiva. Actually, it's Gemara Sanhedrin, Ben Bavon Alan, Chulali Bil Rabbi Akiva. In other words, the text, it could possibly be what the Gemara is saying. Could possibly, I know it is. A text of a drasha began with probably is, well, actually, you could say it's, you could say it's before that until in Shammai, but it's later. No, the text of a drasha, or the text of a Mishnah, it says Hiskin Rabbi Akiva. My opinion is, because we see clearly that Hillel and Shammai, like the Tosefta says in Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, beginning of Teres Kahanim, Hillel Doresh, Zayin Midas in front of Bnei Beseira. And the first Mishnayas, right, are around maybe from Hillel and Shammai. So in other words, the text of the Midas, the text of the Midas, and the text of the Mishnayas, are probably around the time of Hillel and Shammai. Maybe Rabbi Akiva came along and with Hiskindim, whatever that means, but from Hillel and Shammai. And my Raya is a very small rhyme from Tezvav Amud Beis in Temuah, the Omer before that. There it says, right, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Kol Eshkoilois She'ondolan Yisrael Mimoshe Yeshua Chemesh Yosef Ben Yazar Hayolamedim Terek Moshe Rabbeinu. Bikan ve'elech le'olam meim terek Moshe Rabbeinu. An incredible Gemara. Until Yosef ben Yoyaza, he was called Ashkoilish of Yisrael, and they learned like terek Moshe Rabbeinu. From Yosef ben Yoyaza, they didn't learn terek like Moshe Rabbeinu. What does this mean? So, my opinion, I'd like to suggest, but this is actually probably another series, is that what was there a concept of text? If you should go and write at this too. In previous generations, there wasn't a text. People had a rabbi. You had a rabbi. He taught you. There wasn't a text of the Torah. You went to a rabbi. The rabbi taught you. When did the Torah Shmiel Peh become a text? So I'm telling you this. Don't forget it. That's the Gemara Tumah is telling us. From Yosef ben Yoyaza became a text. And actually, the first Mishnayos, the Yosef ben Yoyaza, those are the first Mishnayos.
When
is
that?
When is Yosef? He's the Zugais. It's before Hillel and Shammai. A little before Hillel and Shammai. A few years before Hillel and Shammai. Right before Hillel and Shammai.
Not like we call him
tonight. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. But I'm saying is, that's when there's a text. It doesn't mean there weren't drushes before that. There were drushes, the Papula, whatever you want. There was Gemara. But Shammai don't have that. But the text, the concept of teaching Torah, that Torah transmits through a text.
It's not a written text.
No, it was all oral. Inshallah. Look at the redaction of the Shas. It was all until 11th century was oral. But I'm saying is the concept of a text, of learning Torah from a text, was from what? From Yosef ben Yoyaza. Both the text of drashas and both the text of what? And both the text of Mishnah. And somehow, that's when the text of the oral law begins. That's when the text of the oral law begins. Rabbi Akiva somehow represents an important stage in this. Kuvalim Rabbi Akiva. This is not the time to go into Rabbi Akiva, Hillel and Shammai Paul and everything. But this is not like the Deiros HaShayim. It's not the Deiros HaShayim. And this is not like Dovet Tzvi Hoffman. The text of the Torah, text of drashas, and text of Mishnayos begins with this point. Before that's like Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Okay. I think we're going to finish here at this point because there's some food for thought. Okay? And we're going to take a few weeks break. Next week I'm going to be in Sfas. Whoever is coming, whoever wants to come to Sfas next Shabbos. And then after that it's going to be Chanukah. And it won't be a Chanukah Shia. And then after Chanukah Mitzvah, we will continue with the structure of the Chumash and the Yais of Chazal. We'll, I think, go further with the Chazanish. It's Hashem, we nether. Until then, a good tavach and kol tov.